Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm your host, Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The Middle East has experienced widespread turmoil in recent months. Professor Ronnie Berger of Adelphi University describes her experience in Tunisia.
In January, I spent 2 weeks in Tunisia in what was planned as a vacation with Punic, Roman, and Byzantine archaeological sites and mosaics and green oases in the desert. It became an unexpected opportunity to witness violent demonstrations as I was forced to take side dirt roads and escorted by armed vehicles. Two aspects prompted me to turn my trip into an educational lesson for my students. First, how a nation of educated young women and men used social networks to spread the message of frustration, organize protests, and document casualties in spite of censorship by an oppressive and corrupted regime. While originally many demonstrators were students, eventually the storm engulfed all social strata and one could follow the uprising unfolding. Second, the combination of modern and traditional values that dominate this relatively progressive Muslim country. For example, women enjoy equal legal rights, a considerable representation in the parliament, and polygamy is prohibited. Yet, progress is slow because of Tunisia's patriarchal heritage. Apparently, women have a central role in the rebuilding of Tunisia. At this time, the future is uncertain. Some are afraid that extreme Muslim groups are waiting in the wings to take over, as may be suggested by the burning of the ancient synagogue on the island of Djerba. A domino effect has been engulfing other Arab countries such as Algeria, Egypt, Libya, Bahrain, Yemen, and Jordan, and the process is far from over.
That was Adelphi University's Ronnie Berger. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.